From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One day after partial results for Iraq's national elections were released, already some political parties are crying foul. The Shiite Alliance, which held the majority of seats in the provisional government, swept the vote in most Shiite-dominated areas in last week's poll. But the area of greatest contention is the capital, Baghdad. It's there that most seats were up for grabs, and there that the other candidates had expected to do better. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has this report from Baghdad.
The leading Sunni groups did not wait even a day to mobilize and protest. They announced a press conference only hours after Iraqi election officials revealed the early results for Baghdad that gave the Shiite alliance nearly a million more votes than the Sunnis. In a fiery mood Tuesday morning, Dafir Alani from the Sunni bloc told reporters the parties are challenging the result.
We consider these results a flagrant violation of the will of the people who were convinced to participate in the political process. They were told the elections would be transparent and honest and in line with international standards.
It's all in the numbers, the Sunnis say. Tariq al-Hashimi of the Iraqi Islamic Party says there aren't enough Shiites in Baghdad to give the Shiite alliance such a huge lead over its opponents.
Even if every Shiite in Baghdad voted for the Shiite slate, it would get about 500,000 votes, not three times as much. So where did the extra million come from?
One major problem is that no one really knows just how many people live in Baghdad. The last census was completed decades ago. But in the end, it isn't really about the numbers anyway, and the Sunnis know this. The once dominant group in Iraq, they boycotted the last parliamentary elections, and they know their participation in a new government is critical to halting the insurgency. Adnan al-Dulaimi, head of the Iraqi Islamic Party, made it clear there would be consequences if his demand to rerun the election in Baghdad is not met.
There may be consequences that will shake Iraq. We have evidence of fraud. This won't serve any party. Those results will provoke the Iraqi people, and Iraq's security will not be achieved if those results are taken as final.
The same complaint about election rigging was heard elsewhere in Baghdad Tuesday. Members of former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi's slate said they too had evidence of electoral fraud. Then the Election Commission held its own press conference calling for patience. Election official Fareed Ayar says the commission is investigating all the complaints and notes the count still isn't final. After another day of vote tabulation, the Shiite alliance ended up with fewer votes in Baghdad, nearly 100,000 votes fewer than it had the day before, although it still holds a commanding lead. Despite calls for unity and reconciliation ahead of the election, Iraqis seem to have voted along sectarian lines. That, says American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, is dangerous for Iraq.
For Iraq to succeed, there has to be cross-ethnic and cross-sectarian cooperation. But sectarianism undercuts prospects for success and increases the risk of conflict among sects.
Khalilzad says of the more than 1,000 complaints lodged so far, 20 are in what he called the red zone, meaning they could affect the outcome. Iraqi election officials are so overwhelmed by the number of complaints that they've revised the date for final results. Instead of the 2 weeks they thought it would take, they now say the official numbers won't be announced until early next year. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.